One year ago, the Aspen Fire raced through Summerhaven, Arizona, destroying more than 300 structures in a single afternoon. Today, dozens of new buildings are sprouting up in the same vulnerable area, but not without critical changes. Ted Robbins reports.
Workers are stocking the shelves of the Mount Lemmon General Store and Gift Shop, just reopened as a large log building. The store's co-owner, Carol Mack, says the wildfire that destroyed the original smaller store and the threat of future fire don't dim her desire to live in a forest.
That would be like asking somebody in Oklahoma, why do you live in Oklahoma when there's tornadoes? You're in California where there could be the ocean waters flooding your coastal home. We live in a forest, and what can happen in a forest is that it'll burn.
It's reasonable that people would want to live there, just as people would want to live next to a national park.
John Jones is a building official and a cabin owner himself, who's been working with other owners and Pima County.
Here's the trade-off that has to occur, is that government, though, can't allow people just to take unwarranted risks that then cost the government millions of dollars to clean up after them. You have to reduce risk to an acceptable level.
Within months of the fire, Pima County took steps to reduce that risk. It adopted the International Urban Wildland Interface Building Code. Among other things, the new code requires that buildings use materials, wood, concrete, rock, that can withstand fire for at least 1 hour.
Well, what that 1 hour buys you is the opportunity for the fire crews to evacuate, to get into a safe spot, re-enter the village, and then begin to fight structural fires, which is exactly what happened in the Aspen fire.
A growing number of Western jurisdictions hit by wildfires or in high-risk areas have adopted the new building code, along with FireWise programs that ask owners to create what's known as defensible space. Now, insurance companies are starting to do the same thing. Luana Nielsen is with State Farm Insurance, which has begun a wildfire mitigation program for its policyholders.
We're typically asking them to limb up their trees, clear the slash from the area, remove, you know, the pine needles from the ground. We are not asking people to clear cut their property just to create a defensible space around their home.
State Farm is surveying about 23,000 homes in six western states over the next few years. Policyholders are being asked to take common sense measures.
If a policyholder chooses not to do the mitigation, which, you know, there may be some, although we have had the majority of our policyholders indicate they are very happy with the program and are glad that we're doing it, you know, we can exercise our option to non-renew the policy.
Some residents around Summerhaven have not even cleared their property of debris from the fire. On the hill above the general store, for instance, is the burned metal frame of a home, sagging, ready to tumble down. Building official John Jones says that kind of hazard is still common.
We really haven't gotten to the enforcement part of this issue yet, largely because we haven't cleaned up the mess from the fire yet.
Thousands of dead trees dotting the landscape around Summerhaven are a reminder that the risk of further wildfire remains high, especially in the midst of the West's ongoing drought. But reducing the risk is what governments and insurance companies are in business to do. For NPR News, I'm Ted Robbins in Summerhaven, Arizona.